Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I was perusing social media earlier this week, and I saw something about maybe a movie being shot in Aledo, Illinois. That led me to Christina Shaver, who is the CEO of Big C Creative. So is this true, Christina Shaver, or what is this, some kind of social media lie? Tell us what's going on. What has brought you to Aledo?
It is 100% true. This is not fake news. We are shooting a movie in Aledo. We're coming in at the tail end of Rhubarb Fest, and we'll be there for several days afterward, bopping around town, filming with a small crew. And what brought us to Aledo is actually my family's from there. My maiden name is Conway. My married name is Shaver. And I had a lot of family that lived there for many, many, many years. Farmers. My uncle was a judge there for a long time. My grandfather was a doctor in town. My grandmother was super active in the community, volunteering for business and professional women and the VFW and the church, St. Catherine's. And I just wanted to go back to my family's roots and honor where we all came from. So he was born.
So as far as the camera lens, then, in Aledo serving as a backdrop, why do you think that's a good fit?
You know, there's not a lot of stories out there that are set in rural America. We see a lot set in bigger places, and maybe I'm just attuned to that also because I'm from Chicago and was born and raised here. But I think that there's something to be said for stories about what it's like living in rural America and how great it is. Something that was really important to me as we were putting the story together is to honor rural America. I think a lot of times movies are about getting out of Dodge. And I wanted to do something where we're like, you know, this is also a great place to live. There are many great places to live in this country, and the heartland is one of them. So that was important to me.
All right. So set up then, what is the storyline of kind of this production then? You don't have to give too much away, but tell us a little bit about the story behind it.
Yeah, it's a story about two women who were childhood friends. They grew up in Aledo. One left to live a big life all over the world, and one stayed, and they come back for their high school reunion decades later, and they renew their friendship. So they have some fun all around town trying to figure out how to be friends again, even though all these years have passed.
All right, so you're not the only one on the call here today, so you brought other people involved in the project. So go ahead and introduce them.
Yes, I'd love to. I'd love to introduce Bethany Berg. She's our director. Bethany and I met at the Second City. We both went to the Harold Ramis Film School there several years ago, and she's a fantastic director. So excited that she joined the team. And we also have Julia Monsheen with us. Julia is our cinematographer. And Julia is a documentary filmmaker, really great. She does feature films and short films, and I worked with her on a feature last summer. Really excited to have both of them with us on the movie.
All right. So Bethany, what about Aledo? Have you been to Aledo yet? And what about this great town serving as a backdrop for an independent film?
I was in Aledo last weekend. I love it. I grew up in small towns, across America, one in South Dakota, one in Wisconsin. So I love small towns. I love visiting them. And Aledo is, I gotta say, it's up there. One of the top small towns I've been to. The people are great. And I think, it's gorgeous. I think it'll be a great backdrop for this movie, and not just a backdrop of the movie. I would say it's going to be a character as well. It's going to hold its own, within the story.
All right. So what about for you, Julia, when you heard, hey, I think Christina said, hey, knows a little bit about Aledo. I think this would be a great place to maybe shoot something. Here's an idea. Let's scope out the town and let's see if we can put something together. So what do you think about this, Julia?
Well, I love it. I mean, I've been to Aledo twice now, and I mean, I've absolutely fallen. I think I eat at Ariana's like every time I go there, like multiple times. And I've just like fallen in love with the different spots, like Odd Betty's, all these different places. I love the look of the town. I love filming there. You know, there are a lot of places where, you know, I think as filmmakers, we're really used to like fabricating a world and just wasting all these resources, creating something that like looks exactly, you know, like whatever's in our heads. But I mean, I think that the way that we're approaching this film is to really like, you know, meet Alito and get to know the town and film. I mean, you guys have done all the work. I mean, it's just a great place to be. And so we just want to show all of that. And we don't have to, you know, it's not a situation where we need to make anything up because the story's already there. So it's been great to like bring a camera over there. Absolutely. And then I went to school in Galesburg.
Oh, okay.
So when I looked at a map and saw how close they were, that was another point of connection for me. Because I really like my first experiments with like documentary filmmaking and filmmaking in general and writing were all in Galesburg. So, you know, pretty near the Quad Cities. And, you know, I was working in like small town papers. And so to be able to bring a camera back like years later to like a similar setting to where I got started, it's a cool feeling. I'm excited.
So the thing that sparked interest, I think, on social media this week is you're looking for locals, right? It's like almost a casting call. So do you all three want to speak to that? I guess I can begin with you, Christina.
We are 100% looking for people to star in the movie, every role we've got. We're currently looking for our leads, and we do have a supporting role or two that we may be casting as well. But Bethany, I can let you go into more on what we're looking for.
Yes. So if you want to be an absolute movie star, please email us. There's a casting call out. I think it's on social media. Somebody posted it. I don't know if anybody knows the details about that, but please insert them here if you do. But yeah, we're looking for two women to play the roles of Brenda and Relda, who, as Christina mentioned, are childhood best friends. You don't have to have acting experience at all. You know, we just want to meet you and work with you if possible. I can speak a bit to the characters. You know, Relda is a bit of a wild card. She left town to pursue her dreams. And now after a while, she's back. Her friend Brenda got pregnant right out of high school and decided to stay in town. And now they are rekindling their friendship. So it's a bit of an odd couple relationship. But yeah, just looking for really anybody who's interested in telling the story with us. And really, really excited to meet whoever in Alito wants to join us on this journey.
So, and that website is bigc.biz/Alito-movie.
Give that one more time.
Sure. It's bigc.biz, B-I-Z, /Alito-movie.
All right. So have you released a title for this yet, or is that still in the works?
That is title.
It is a working title. Okay. Yes. We'll come up with it probably in post-production. I'm going to guess we probably won't know it until we've shot it and edited it. And maybe there's a funny line or something that comes out or.
Yeah. Something. All right. So that, and then the other thing where people are just going absolutely bonkers and crazy. They said they're going to shoot a scene during Rhubarb Fest. Wait a minute, man. Come on. Right. Is that true or not?
We are going to shoot.
You guys are going crazy, man.
Yes, we 100% are. If anyone is interested in being near the Bandshell on Saturday of Rhubarb Fest between 6:30 and 7, something may be happening there. We can't say exactly what, but something might be happening around there at that time.
All right. So the other thing, can I brag one thing a little bit? So when I was talking to Christina when I set this up, she said, well, yeah, my grandma. I'm like, yeah, she always had WRMJ on.
She did. It was in the kitchen all the time. And I remember in the 90s, actually, as a kid, being in the kitchen, and Susie Boggess came on the radio. And
oh, now you're dropping all the Alito stuff, man.
I'm 100%. It is an Alito movie. This is an Alito movie. And I remember her sitting me down and saying, this is Susie Boggess, and she's from here. And I was just floored. I loved her music. It's really great. And I'm so proud that she's from Alito as well.
All right. So when are you shooting like a scene? I'm assuming if you're doing a movie in Alito, you'll be shooting. I mean, you dropped Ariana's Cafe. I mean, you're dropping all these things. Alito Central Park, Rhubarb Fest. You're gonna shoot a scene at WRMJ, ain't you, or not?
I think we're going to have to now. I think that's it. They've got it. Maybe they're crashing WRMJ. We can get them on the radio for a minute, see what happens.
They can call up old school tradio from back in the day. That was the big thing where people would call, buy, sell, or trade. So, I'm just curious, you know, this is kind of like, filmmaking 101. So how long are you going to be like in town shooting this whole thing?
Oh, we will be there for just about a week and a half. This is a really quick shoot in comparison to most feature films take about a month to shoot, but that's because they're done by big studios and have lots of money or just have a much bigger budget than we do. But we're in town for about a week and a half. And we are going to cruise through a whole bunch of different spots.
What's post-production? How long does that like take? So you shoot it and then, I mean, when are you hoping to release it?
Ooh, good question. And, you know, as the producer, I try not to put a deadline on things like this because it's such a creative thing. And I want to make sure that our team is really just focused on putting out the best film we can put out. And sometimes deadlines are great and sometimes it can hamper things. So, you know, in general, the first film I did that was a feature, it took us about a year and a half to get us through post-production. Maybe this will take us a year or so, something like that. Hopefully, my goal is that it would be really great to premiere this at Rhubarb Fest and have this run during one of the Rhubarb Fests.
Awesome.
And with the Opera House redone. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, so I guess that the great thing, too, and this is kind of taking a deep dive for me, I get, like, the big studio, you know, and the money behind it. But, you know, indie filmmaking, and you probably will say amen when I say this, is pure art, right? I mean, it's what you want to do. That's what you call independent filmmaking, but you don't have the studio backing you or behind you, but you're not losing control of the project either. So, I mean, that's got to be important to all three of you guys when you're doing this, that it's your art.
That's 100% right. And Bethany has final cut on this movie, which I'm very excited about because there's a few things. One, in the entertainment industry, there's not as many opportunities available for women. That's starting to change. And I think it's important that I support that as a filmmaker. And I think it's important for people who are directing it. It's their vision. It's their vision for the film. So they see it all the way through. And I think it's important for Bethany's vision of what this film is to be on screen.
Yeah. Can you speak to that, Bethany?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was approached about this movie, Julia was actually already signed onto it. And Julia is a documentary filmmaker. And my style in the past has been a lot more traditional in the sense where you rehearse the scene, you know, you get your actors together, you set up the shot, and then, you know, you click record and you get it, and then you move on to the next shot. Whereas documentary filmmaking is a lot more intuitive where, you know, you're following people, and kind of getting the story as you go along. I come from a comedy background as well and an improv comedy background. So that's a lot of finding the story as you go, finding the funny as you go, you know, rehearsing something and then saying, oh, let's dig into that a little bit more, which I do end up doing on set usually with actors anyway, where we'll rehearse a scene and I'll say, get rid of this part, add this part, sort of creating it as we go. So I was really intrigued by the idea of taking Julia's style and making it funny and making it, you know, have a bit of a structure to it. And so that's going to be part of it. And then I think, you know, yeah, just using Alito as, you know, part of what sort of drives the story. So we've been asking people, you know, what kind of stuff has happened to them in Alito in their childhood when they were in high school. If we were to put this in the story, would you believe it? Would you not believe it? So sort of, you know, actually, I think Julia mentioned this, but letting Alito sort of reveal itself in the story and to be a really, really big part of it. So we're not just using it as a backdrop, you know, it's part of the movie. So that's big. And, you know, those two things together, I think, is going to make a very unique movie. Of course, we also have Susie Boggess, who is performing some songs in between. The idea that we have for her that we're doing, I think it's okay that I say this, is that she will be sort of a narrator type character, a troubadour type character. Yeah, where she is kind of introducing the story, then singing, and we'll actually have her in the movie. So it's going to be very playful. I think the thing that we talked about when we were talking to her was, you know, we want people to have as much fun watching this movie as we did making it. So when you're in there in the theater, as everybody in Alita will be at the premiere, you know, from the beginning to the end, you're going to be having a good time. Yeah, so which I really believe in, and I think it's going to be great.
You should let her play a set on one of the scenes, like at Cheers at Main Street. That'd be awesome. All right, so I was wondering then, Julia, you know, as a cinematographer, I mean, kind of, you know, getting the feel of Alito and getting the shot and the art form, and I'm assuming you probably picked that up while the film is being made. I mean, can you speak to kind of that, the method to your madness, I guess, when you start shooting this thing?
Yeah, well, I think madness is a great word for it. I think what Bethany said about, you know, doc film, or at least the way I do it being more intuitive, is like, yeah, a lot of the times I don't have, like, my instincts kick in kind of when I get there and when I'm like framing up a shot, like in the actual setting. I don't always go in with an idea. Of course, you know, now we've done multiple visits, like I know where I like to shoot in Alito. I know that I love filming in, God, there's so many places, but I know the spots that I love the look of. There's some like gorgeous old houses that we've kind of all collectively fallen in love with. And so there is really this feeling always of like finding the shot and finding the scene. And we're always hashing out the story and we're always like pivoting, you know, I mean, that's why we're able to come on this radio show and be like, yeah, actually, no, you're right. Let's shoot in the radio station. Like, we have the mobility because we're independent, to kind of craft the story as we go along, and we're not rigid at all. And when I'm shooting, I'm always like moving. I'm always like, you know, I think Bethany and I don't know how often we even like sat down when we were visiting Alito with the camera last weekend. We were on the go.
We were at Mariana's.
Yeah, that might have been the only time. Maybe that's why I love Mariana's, because we just sit. That's the only place we sit down.
Well, I was thinking about when we were talking about, you know, setting up shots in cinematography, and you mentioned Susie Boggess, and I jokingly saying about, you know, playing a set at Cheers on Main Street, and I was thinking about the movie, you know, and this is filmmaking. If you saw Jeff Bridges when he played in, he played the role of Bad Blake in Crazy Heart. And I remember one of the opening scenes in that film was so small town, because he shows up at a bowling alley to perform and he's playing. And in the background, in the shot, people are bowling, and you hear the bowling balls smashing in the background. So anyway, that's one of my favorite scenes. So I guess I should have started in terms of, this isn't, you know, your first film project. You're not a rookie, Christina. So can you give us a little, you know, resume of some of the work you've done previously?
Sure. Yeah. So this will be my third feature film. The first one I did was in film festivals last year and won a whole bunch of awards at the Midwest Film Fest that our team is really proud of. We won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, and Best Actress. So that was really great. The second feature that I've done was with Julia, and that currently is in post-production. We shot that last summer. And just talking about how long it takes in post, that's almost we're 9 months in and we're still in post-production on that one. And I hope that that does really well in film festivals as well. And I've got high hopes for this one in Alito. So, and I know Bethany's got a nice film resume as well.
You want to speak to that, Bethany?
Sure. Yes. Thank you, Christina. So I just directed a feature this past November. It was my first full-length feature. And then before that, I've done several shorts, one of which won, when I was a student, my final short won the best student short at the Chicago Comedy Film Festival. And that's all I can really say. But yeah, the feature we shot in November is still in post-production. And that was an indie as well. But mainly I've done comedies. I've done a lot of sketches. And really looking forward to doing another.
Yeah. So I guess I wind down your expectations then when you come to Alito and you start shooting, you know, it's such a small town thing. If you don't know somebody when they come to a small town or you're doing something, they're like, well, what are they doing? You know, it's that, you know, it's the old thing. If my joke is I know the Alito Made Right closed, how many ever years ago, but I always tell the joke that even if you're in town for 20 years and you're not from Alito and you show up there and they stare at you because they don't know who you are, that means you're still not from Alito because you weren't born there. And then if you tell them your name, they'll say, well, you're related to that tailor over there on 16th Street. No, I'm not related to them. But I mean, is that kind of your expectations? I mean, people are pretty inquisitive in small towns. They're saying, what are these people doing? I haven't seen them before. And they're lugging camera and film producing equipment around town. I mean, you're expecting some of that, I'm sure, right?
We're definitely expecting that. And I do have to say, I had not been back to Alito in about 20 years. And the first question I asked was, what happened to Made Right? Where did it go? So I understand the Made Right situation. And yes, I think we're ready that people will have questions for us. And I also think that we have met a lot of people too. And so I think that we'll be able to hopefully also have people understand that we're shooting a movie as well. But
all right, so let's put out a casting call one more time, Christina. So people, sure, that are, here's your shot. But this is, sure, this is true art, people. This is independent filmmaking. It's the true, and these three people on the call, they'll testify and say, amen, this is the true art form, independent filmmaking. So go ahead. If people are interested, and maybe they want to seek a part, that they need to contact you. So again, how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. Go to bigc.biz/Alito-movie. And we will be updating the website and just keep checking back. And that's where we'll have more info about the movie when we've got other casting calls coming out. That'll be updated. And we're just really excited to work with everyone in Alito. We're really excited. We're looking forward to it.
So when do you start shooting then? When are you hoping to start shooting? When's the first day?
We'll be there Rhubarb Fest, Bandshell, Saturday of Rhubarb
Fest,
6:30 and 7:00. Something may happen. Not sure what.
All right. Well, it's been a thrill. I'm looking to see you guys in person. Christina Shaver with us, Bethany Berg, and Julia Monsheens. Hey, guys, thanks a lot, and we look forward to seeing you in Alito in about a month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.